So we put up a post yesterday. If you haven't seen it, you go on IG, Orlando and the Freak Show. Or you can go up on wild941.com. It's there. And corporal punishment. Ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in that butt. Whatever you want to call it, however your family rocked with it. It's always a point of contention because some people don't believe that those things should happen. Some people don't believe in that at all. And other people believe spare the rod, spoil the child. We put it up not because we wanted to glorify it, but because I thought it was a great division between people who don't and people who do to have a conversation. And y'all didn't disappoint. 459 comments.
Well, I think we should describe the video for somebody that is maybe in the car or unable
to. I think they got to go see it. I mean, but there's six butt whoop. There's six raps, okay?
And this looks like this. There's two kids, a little boy and a little girl. How old would you say the little boy is?
Yeah, maybe six.
Six?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, and then the
sister.
The little girl's a little older.
Like a year or two older.
Yeah, maybe she's like seven.
And then this could either be the father or the grandfather.
I think it's the grandfather. I called him Papa.
Looks a little older.
Yeah.
I think it's the father.
But we're just assuming.
We're assuming everything.
That's what I'm saying. So these are things that we just wasting time for. It's not really important. It's like you basically got a kid that got whooped six times on the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing something because the dad followed it up with, through his teeth, sit your list down.
Mm-hmm.
Which we've all kind of received those. I don't know if all, but I mean a lot of us have.
Yeah.
Buck was just in here like many a day I've heard through the teeth. So people are angry with what he said to the girl, sit your list down, and the fact that he wrapped him on the back of that thigh six times.
He hit him pretty hard.
Hand on his ass, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a belt, wasn't an extension cord, wasn't a switch.
Nope.
And like I said, the people who are that side of it
mm-hmm.
all got those kind of things hit with them, which by definition of abuse, taking a foreign object and whooping a child with it is egregious.
Yes.
That's well beyond what they're supposed to. It's supposed to be your hand. It's supposed to be right, a good firm. Don't leave any marks. And they say two times.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know the two times.
Two times.
All right.
That's what it's supposed to be.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, you got to make it happen.
Yeah, two times, but this one was six, you said?
Six
okay. times, yeah. But it's like, I mean, I think the first two is just like, that's just the appetizer.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to get in there.
These are six good raps. It's more on his thigh. He kind of missed the butt. It's more on the side
and
of
his leg. He's got to get to the naked, though, because the butt is covered with the shorts. You're going for the skin.
But the
skin
got squirmy.
This is in public, too.
Somewhere where they're supposed to be sitting down and behaving. I mean, you got to look at the picture and you be like, listen. I was in that. Me and my cousin Sean would be in those chairs, and they say, sit your little butt down while I go over here and deal with this tax man. And then we over there playing and running around and tripping over people. And then we go over there and one of us get our butt whooped.
Yeah.
It has been something that I've grown up with. I know that. And if I call Sean right now, I'd be like, how many times did I get my butt whooped or you got your butt whooped in front of me? He'd be like, God, I mean, give me a pen and paper. I'll tell you the whole list.
We all did in this room, each one of us. But it's very interesting how when we each differently watched this video, we all had a different reaction.
You winced and you were like, I don't want to see that. I can't watch that.
It looks, it's not funny to me. That's why. It wasn't a funny video. I thought it was going to be funny, like, oh, he's going to get his, you know, butt whoop, blah, blah, blah. But it was a little hard.
I didn't think it was funny. I just thought it was par for the course. I mean, we have folks.
Some people thought so.
Ray of Sunshine, 0403 wrote, people feeling like this is too much. This is why kids and young 20-somethings act the way they do. I'm old school. A spanking will not hurt them. Children crave discipline, and sometimes empty threats and taking things away is not enough. And please note that he used his hand, not a belt or an extension cord, and the boy ain't even scream or fall out crying. So it wasn't too hard. It might look that way, but it wasn't.
I get that, and I understand it. And the whole reason I didn't want to watch it again is just because if I were to do that, it is behind closed doors. So for me to see it out in public, and I know that it hurts, you know, and it's also so embarrassing to do that in public, it kind of made me feel something.
We have a comment on our Instagram that says, this is abuse and it enrages me. You can discipline a child without hitting them. It takes effort and thought, and you may need to use your actual brain. This guy lost control all around, and it should not be glorified.
Hippie Mom said, damn all these people saying this tiny preschooler deserves getting hit full force by a grown man. This is abuse, and it enrages me. You can discipline a child without hitting them.
Right, exactly.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's the same. I mean, you didn't. Oh, okay.
But we got another text that says, I'm not against spanking at all, but even I cringed. And that's what happened to me when I watched it. I didn't want to see it again just because I was like, oh, it's going to be funny.
One thing that reading the comments and everything, a lot of people were like, you don't know what led up to this.
That's true.
You don't know what these kids did to, you know, make this guy react in this way. But at the same time, as we don't know what led up to this, we don't know if this was a huge overreaction at the same time. This guy could have...
But that's what I'm saying. But what we know is the fact that he took his hand and he hit him 6 times on the butt.
Yep.
And said what he said to the kid. That's why I'm keeping it 100. That right there. We can't build the story.
Mm-hmm.
We can't add to the story. We're saying what happened right there. If you have a child and that child acts up and you hit them on the butt 6 times.
In public,
which means you're beyond reproach. Like, mm-hmm. You're like, yo, I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong.
Right.
Because I'm out in public.
Where
But other people who are like, yo, if you're doing this in public, how far are you going when you're behind closed doors? Mm-hmm. So they're coming up with that.
It's also interesting that the daughter didn't get anything. The girl, all she got was a little sit down.
Because she did.
Somebody pointed that out. They said, she's now too scared to move and won't have to get it. 2 birds, 1 spanking. That's what somebody else just wrote.
That's funny.
Now, this says also, everyone on here, like, my parents hit me when I was a kid. Look at me now. And they say there's nothing wrong with this. If he ends up in jail over this, I'll put something on his bail. There's abuse and there's discipline. This looks like discipline. And that's from Flip Diaz, 85.
I don't think it's abuse necessarily. But also, if you are talking about abuse, you know, we can't speculate what will happen before or after that. So if we're just talking about the spanking, it kind of looks like just a normal I'm upset kind of spanking. You need to act right.
I never got
sassiness,
like that.
So you never got
not
it.
In public.
See,
no.
And look at you. Look how you came.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, you was a problem back in the day.
But
you was a problem.
Now.
If they would have whooped your ass a little bit,
I got just not in public.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? A chancleta?
Well, chancleta's a sandal.
Yeah, that's a
sandal. That was a weapon my mother
used. Sassiness85 said, that's flat-out abuse. The child is bouncing off of the hits. If he's doing this on camera, I hate to see what's done off. Christy Rivera, 13, says, personally, on 1 smack is enough. My heart just broke for these kids.
Yeah, it hurt me a little bit. I don't want to watch it again. But you should definitely watch it because I just put it up at wild941.com.
So you know what
we're talking
about. I want to see what people got to say. There's a poll. Did you put it up?
Yeah, it's up.
There's a poll. I really want us to learn where people are today because people... There's a line where old school folks are like, that it wasn't too far. My sister is writing me all these messages. That ain't you young child. No, all that. I know. We came from a whooping family. I saw my mama getting her ass like she saw my mama getting mine.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know, I know where our family stands on it. But, I mean, there are new parents who are out there who've grown up. There are people like Davi. Davi's going to have a kid one day. Davi didn't get hit like that. So Davi's opinion might be different than me, who's had to tighten up my daughter. My daughters told me the other day, they're like, Daddy, remember that time? My youngest, she's like, remember that time that Kaylin kept unbuckling her seatbelt and you pulled over and whooped her? She said, I remember I was sitting here like, oh, I'm never taking my seatbelt off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I had to pull over the car and I took her out of the car and I hit her on her butt like 4 times.
Right.
And she cried, but she didn't touch that seatbelt anymore because she kept moving it off her chest. Because she wanted to sit up.
Right.
I'm like, Heffa, this is something. This ain't negotiable.
Right,
like, I kept looking
in
the rearview mirror like, this Heffa is trying me.
Yeah.
I'm like, do it again.
Yeah.
You do it one more time, you're getting your butt whooped. And she did it again, and I pulled over and tightened her up and did not even think that my youngest daughter would remember that.
Mm-hmm.
On her birthday, when she turned 11, she's like, Daddy, you pulled over, and you tore her butt up. And I remember watching. I could see you doing it through the door. And I was like, I'll never do that, Daddy.
Right.
I'll never do. So those things are important.
And they're lesson learned, by the way.
Absolutely.
She was like, whoa.
Yeah.
We got a text. It says, this is lazy parenting. It's easy to yell and beat a child. It takes more effort to raise well-behaved children, and some people just don't have it in them.
Well, that's why I didn't know if it was the grandpa or not.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that lazy?
Is it different if
that
it's
wasn't
grandpa?
Nothing. It ain't even, he ain't even cries what just came out of the 813. What were you about to say?
I was going to say, is it different? This kid is definitely going to be crying. But is it different if it's grandpa as opposed to the father? There's no difference
Bro,
in that.
Let me say something to you. Some of the baddest whoopings that I got came from grandparents.
Really?
Go outside and give me a switch. My mama ain't never tell me to go get a switch. We ain't have trees like that. My mama was like, I'm hitting you with this belt. Yeah. I got whooped by my dad by the bar that holds the sliding door. The wooden bar that's like the wooden thing for the closet that you put in the door so the sliding door don't move.
That's
he hit me with that a couple of times.
Ooh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was something that I deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I did something wrong.
Was it in public? Did you get it in public like this, kid?
I got popped in public. Most of the time I got popped with my mom on the ride to school.
Yeah.
I say something slick, pow, get slapped in the
then
right,
you gotta go
ready.
To class.
Then I gotta go to class. Yeah. Yeah. And people are like, why are you holding your lip? Your mama got you again. I'm like, yeah.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, people are texting heavy. He didn't need all that. This is very lazy. I got my butt when I was a kid and it sucked. And said, I just saw this video and that was way too much. Not necessarily abuse, but that was too much. A kid's head was in between his legs and he was spanking him like he would spank an adult.
Again, watching this made me cringe a little bit.
It just shows the differences, and the differences aren't bad.
Right.
And there's no right or wrong. It's just a great climate check for where we are in parenting, and that's why we put the poll up. I'd like you to go on wild941.com and vote. I think the terms on it is report this
mm-hmm.
or respect this.
Yes.
There's some people who grew up this way who would be like, yeah, I respect it. That's what, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child, and all that other stuff that is like ass-whooping official.
Yeah.
And then there are other people who are like, yo, if I saw this, I'd have to report it and say this just happened and I'm a witness to it.
Yeah, that was a spanking that he received.
That was I call it a spanking.
Yeah, that was a spanking.
That wasn't a whooping is when they got to chase you and say syllables.
And like, using a belt.
Don't do it. I told your dumb ass. Like, that's a whooping where you are. I'm
running away.
Articulating this ass whooping. Move your hand. Move your hand. You're making it longer. That's the ass whooping.
So all these people that are saying that, yo, I got so many whoopings as a kid and all. So maybe it wasn't working if it kept happening. If
some
you kept
people
having
say
to
that.
Get whooped over and over again.
But that's why they say the kid wasn't crying.
He it's was like some, crying.
But I'm saying
it was
like
a 6 second video.
No, you're supposed to be wailing. Like, there's supposed to be a pause where you're like
his head is between the dad's legs though.
You know what I'm saying? That
my
pause.
My daughter like, does that all the time.
Like that's when you know you done hit the white
Aubrey
meat.
Does that all the time.
If it ain't all that, you ain't getting beat.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say that the kids get used to it, and then it's not as effective. Mm-hmm. When you get a whooping a lot.
Yeah.
Because I know some thugs that got whooped a lot by their parents, and they got tougher.
You have to level
and
up.
And then they came to school wanting to fight.
Yeah, at the moment now.
Like, they wanted to whoop ass.
We're at just the popping stage right now. You know, Aubrey's about to be 4. So if there's something kind of wrong or being disrespectful or something like that, no, not in
pop,
front
pop.
Of me. And there's like a pop. And yeah, exactly. Just on the butt, like a light little.
You ask them, you want pop?
But that, like, oh, yeah. That changes things right then and there. And there's a... And then she starts crying. That's exactly what happens.
Because of the aggression. If you come at a kid with aggression, and not even the popping as the aggression, if you come at them with the yank up, like, what are you doing? They so scared, mm-hmm. they ready to cry already. So that's half the battle.
Yeah.
Like, my battle with my kids was to make sure that they feared me at that point when they did something wrong. When
testing you.
When you decide to color all over the white walls, trust me, you're going to remember this whooping.
Yeah, you know.
And one thing that I will respect with that is my daughter said when she was talking about the whooping, she's like, Daddy, I remember when you made me do time out in the room because I, like, she cut her sister's hair.
Oh, damn.
Right.
Damn.
Right. Cut her sister's hair.
Oh, man.
Like, and against her will.
Oh, God.
And I took her in the room, and I sat her in the bed, and I said, and I whooped her butt, and I said, and don't you move. And she was in there for like 90 minutes.
Ooh-wee.
Crisscross applesauce, middle of the bed, don't move. She kept trying to lay down. I'm like, uh-uh, this ain't going to sleep. No, sit up, right up here, don't move. It started getting dark. She was in there, wouldn't get up. Wouldn't move. And she still remembers that to this day. She's like, Daddy, I know we'll never do that again.
It's prison.
And she's like, I'm 90 minutes in a comfortable room with air conditioning, but still, it meant a lot to her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.